I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. There is news this hour that just 49,000 more people were added to payrolls in January, which says a lot given how bad it was the month earlier. A sector the government calls leisure and hospitality was especially weak. Think restaurants and hotels. Economist Julia Coronado has what the government calls the employment situation data in hand. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi there.
Good morning.
So what do you make of what's going on here with restaurants and hospitality?
So we lost another 61,000 jobs in leisure and hospitality after a downward revised loss of 536,000 in December. So this is really the epicenter of just tremendous job loss that is tied to that pandemic. And all of the jobs that we got this month can be accounted for by state and local governments. So the weakness was in retail. It was actually even in construction. It was pretty broad-based.
Wow, these were dark days in January. The government is highlighting the drop in the unemployment rate, down 0.4% to 6.3% for January. Do we need to really focus on that?
It's a little bit of a statistical anomaly. We benchmarked the data to the population, and the population is smaller than we thought. So smaller population, lower unemployment rate. It's not tied directly to the month's jobs number.
Always good to talk to Julia Coronado, the economist at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now says a longer-term return to full employment will require massive new hiring.
Job postings crashed after the pandemic hit. At the job website Indeed, they went down around 40%. As the economy's reopened, the number of jobs on offer has crept back up, and postings are now at the same level as a year ago.
Now, that does not mean we have fully reached a recovered labor market. Far from it.
That's Anne Elizabeth Conkle, an economist at the Indeed Hiring Lab.
We want to see job postings remain at an elevated level compared to their pre-pandemic baseline so that we can pull back all those people that don't have jobs right now, pull them back into the labor market.
Recovery in the job market so far has been wildly uneven, says Conkle. Demand for workers is very strong in sectors that have been juiced by the work and shop from home boom.
We see loading and stocking, which you can think of primarily as warehousing. That is up 30%. Some other sectors that are up are construction, as well as pharmacy. Some of that is likely driven by the vaccine push.
On the other hand, job postings for bars and restaurants and hotels and travel are still down by double digits. For hiring to pick up, consumer demand needs to bounce back, says Dave Gilbertson at Payroll Processor UKG.
We're still seeing businesses about 10 to 15% less busy now than they were a year ago. And that's translated to a continual struggle to reaccelerate hiring.
And Gilbertson says jobs lost in the pandemic can't come back if the employers aren't around anymore.
We know that about 1 in 6 small businesses that were in operation before the pandemic have now closed their doors and probably are not coming back again. That's a massive, massive impact to Main Street.
But none of this means it's a great hiring market for employers, says Amy Glazer at staffing firm Adecco. She says many are still finding it hard to land the talent they need.
A lot of the reasons folks may be turning down a job opportunity deal with employees' health and well-being and or that of those they live with. And we're seeing childcare on the rise as a continuing job refusal reason.
The best hope for a thaw in hiring, these experts say, is more vaccination and warmer weather to allow dining and other high-contact activities to resume. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.